rest of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab at our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Have you all here? There. Yeah, we have our poor elders doing double duty. Sound guy, so, you know, he had to go ring the bell and then turn my mic on. But a few announcements, I should say. Thank you for those who decorated. It does look beautiful, the Christmas decorations in here and throughout the building. So thank you for those who helped out last Sunday. And especially in time for the Advent tea, 2 o'clock. Today. I don't know if you take anybody who hasn't signed up, but yeah, sure, of course. Come. I know they've been doing a lot of work to prepare, and it looks nice downstairs. And we have a special guest, a Bible study teacher today, Pastor Miller. Thank you. When you attend Bible study, just, you know, don't mess up the nice Advent tea decorations, I guess. So we ask, but enjoy Bible study with Pastor Miller. Susan and I are taking off right after the worship service. But speaking of right after the worship service, we have some homemade crafts that will be in the fireside room for you to go buy, because half of the proceeds are going toward our stained glass repairs. And the other half going to Mayo Clinic. But anyway, but go check those out in the fireside room. Let's see. Oh, Christmas caroling. We will be doing some Christmas caroling. This is for anybody who wants to join us next Sunday. And we're going to at least hit Oak Garden. That's where Doris Post resides, at 3:30. And I think we'll be departing here at 3. Does that sound right for anybody who wants to, like, carpool? And then we'll be going to Lake House. That's where Marlis Jones is at. There may be other things involved. I don't know if we'll do something afterwards. But anyway, Christmas caroling next Sunday. Depart here at 3. In our prayers today, we will include Shirley Arndt, who has ovarian cancer, Jeff's mother. So we'll include Shirley in our prayers today. Okay. And, I know, there was one more thank you, two more thank yous. Thank you for those who made contributions for the foster care families, and also for those who gave items for the CDC. These go to the needy in the community. We got quite a truckload, I guess, was dropped off for those who made contributions. So thank you for all of those. Okay. Now, we'll be following Divine Service Setting 4, which begins on page 203. And for those listening or watching online, our opening hymn is 347, Comfort, Comfort, Ye My People. Hymn of the Day, 344, On Jordan's Bank, The Baptist Cry. Distribution hymns 343, Prepare the Royal Highway, 357, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, 346, when all the world was cursed, are closing hymn 349, Hark the Glad Sound. And keep your yellow insert handy because we'll sing the introit and gradual from there. It also includes our readings. So let us begin by singing our opening hymn. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise. and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sing together the introit on your yellow insert. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. With you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday in Advent is from Malachi chapter 3. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the coming? His coming, the day of his coming. Who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, and they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old, as in former years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired workers and his wages, the widow and the fatherless, against those who thrust aside the sojourner and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. This is the word of the Lord. We sing together the gradual. The epistle is from Philippians chapter 1. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all, with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand in honor of the gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea, and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight, every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways, and all flesh will see the salvation of God. He said, therefore, to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits in keeping with repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father, for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And the crowds asked him, what then shall we do? And he answered them, whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise. Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, teacher, what shall we do? And he said to them, collect no more than you are authorized to do. Soldiers also asked him, and we, what shall we do? And he said to them, do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages. As the people were in expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many other exhortations, he preached good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all. He locked up John in prison. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The Old Testament reading gives us two powerful metaphors to contemplate this morning. The image of the refiner with the refiner's purifying fire to purify the precious metals of gold and silver. And then the fuller with the fuller soap to cleanse the wool. Silver and gold require this in extreme heat to be purified. And of course, it must remain in that heat for this to happen. And so a crucible is used to hold the metal over the fire while the impurities are burned off and skimmed off and filtered out. And so enduring this process results in purer precious metals. And the process of cleansing wool requires some great effort on the part of the fuller to be scrubbing out the filth, to make contact with it, you know, those fibers of the wool, to make contact with this cleansing agent, this strong fuller soap that is used. And so trying to get all the filth out requires this exposure, friction, cleansing agent. The result of enduring the process, of course, is cleaner wool. The wool comes out better, like the metal comes out better. And the process of refining and cleansing God's chosen people requires being prepared by God. And God purifies and cleanses with his word. It does take time. It takes exposure. It takes some exposure to God himself, the Lord himself, who comes to us through his word. He is the refiner. He is the refiner's fire. He is the fuller and the fuller's soap. And the Lord comes to us through his word and his sacrament. As we hear his word, we let it work on us. We expose every fiber of our being so that he may scrub away the filth. We remain in the intense scrutiny of God and his word so that we are purified and made clean. Well, Advent is a time of preparation for the Lord's coming. And so we have the Lord himself preparing the way for his coming in the flesh. He does this through messengers such as John the Baptist. The Old Testament prophet Malachi, 400 years prior to John the Baptist, says, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me." The Lord is speaking about John the Baptist. Malachi was the last prophet of the Old Testament. John, the very next prophet. This is him preparing the way. John the Baptist himself confirms this. He's preparing the way by proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And many believe. Many are convicted. They know they need to repent. And so they respond with faith and obedience, and there are crowds that are following John to receive the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And he calls those who want this a brood of vipers. How do they respond? What shall we do? They've been exposed, cleansed, forgiven, and they want to do what is right with God. They're prepared. Well, Malachi, he continues in verse 1. He says, "And the Lord, whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts." Well, Jesus is the messenger of covenant in whom the people delight. He is the Lord whom the people sought. Yes, he has come. He has come as promised, centuries in the waiting, and so we prepare every Advent season for Christmas. You know, we prepare for his coming in the flesh to be with us. But listen again how Malachi speaks of the Lord's coming. He says, "But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller soap. He will sit as a refiner and purify the silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. They will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord." With that description, you can understand why a baby born in Bethlehem This little one born to Mary didn't look like the one that was promised. He didn't look like he was coming to purify with fire and with fuller soap. And yet he is the one. And John prepared the way for him in his ministry, telling those whom he baptized in the forgiveness, repentance, he said, to bear fruits in keeping with repentance. He told them that one mightier than him would come baptizing with the Holy Spirit and fire, his winnowing fork in hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he would burn with unquenchable fire. And Luke tells us, and when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I'm well pleased." Yes, Jesus is the one. He's the refiner with the purifying fire. He's come with his fuller soap. And the purification that they were looking for was taking place right there in front of their eyes. The impurities and the filth that this one, this Jesus, would remove, they were being absorbed into his flesh in his baptism. Our filth, our impurities. He didn't tell fire to come down from heaven and consume those who would not receive him, like his disciples suggested. Well, if he were to do that, well, who could have endured his coming? Who could have stood when he appeared? Jesus took the impurities of the world in himself so that he could take them to the refiner's fire on the crucible of the cross. He exposed the filth of the world in himself. He was scourged open by the whip as he hung on the cross. He was there to cleanse the world of sin. The cleansing agent was the blood that coursed from his veins and spilled on the earth. Jesus took the impurities and filth of the world in his pure and clean body and gave himself up as the sacrifice on the cross in order to purify and cleanse the world. And he endured unto death. He rose again to stand over the grave, and he promises that, yes, he will come again. He spoke through Malachi of this coming also. Yes, another coming. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired worker and his wages, the widow and the fatherless, against those who thrust aside sojourners and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. He will be a swift witness. Every time you sin, you demonstrate that you do not fear the Lord. You may have heard that in his list of those who would be held accountable by judgment. Every time you sin, you're showing you don't fear the Lord. You're defying the Lord. You don't believe him. You're not afraid of the judgment, the punishment you deserve for breaking his law. And yet his word of judgment is for you. Well, Malachi goes on, and he says, "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, O children of Jacob, therefore you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them." The Lord doesn't change. And yet his children the children of Jacob, the children of the promise, you, baptized Christians, you won't be consumed. The Lord is merciful. He's merciful in taking on the sins of the world, the impurities, the filth into himself, to exchange them for his pure righteousness, and he remains merciful. This is why the children of Jacob are not consumed. The children of Jacob is church, those who he made his sons by the blood of Christ. Well, who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? Those who've been purified and made clean by Jesus. How does this happen? Through the refining and cleansing of Jesus coming to you in his word, in his sacrament. Yes, you've been made clean in the waters of baptism. Your filth and impurities were absorbed into Christ in his baptism, and he gave you his pure, clean righteousness. And yet, while we live in this world, carrying around this sinful flesh, we continue to sin. And so Jesus prepares you for his coming again through his word and through his holy supper. And so we do endure and are exposed to his word, God's word, a word that reveals our sinful nature, that exposes our filth and cleanses us. It's that Holy Spirit cleansing you with the blood of Christ that comes to you in the hearing of the word, in the consuming of his body and blood. And it's not a passive process. Your sins are revealed to be burned and sifted away, and it requires exposure to the fuller soap, like the fibers of wool. It requires direct contact with Jesus and his cleansing agent. So when you take the body and blood of Christ in Holy Communion, you consume Christ and his cleansing blood into your body. This is why we don't receive the body and blood of the Lord without confessing our sins, receiving his forgiveness as we do at the beginning of the service. We don't do it without knowing what we're going to be receiving. The Lord prepares us to receive him. And even in that, he's cleansing and purifying us. The life of a Christian is an ongoing repentance, turning from sin to the Lord, to be prepared for his coming. The life of a Christian is this ongoing engagement with Jesus and his word and his sacrament. And it's not passive. It's a cleansing process, a purifying process. As you hold on to Christ and his word, and you are in the world, struggling against the flesh, and Satan is trying to separate you from him, to draw you away, you're in that crucible. But it's the Lord who holds you and cleanses you and comes to you to prepare you. And through your repentance, through your confession of sins, through receiving Christ's forgiveness, you're purified and made clean again and again. Yes, the Lord is coming again. The second advent, we will refer to it. And he will draw near for judgment, as Malachi spoke. But you, dear child of God, will not be consumed. Again, Malachi, he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. And they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. And the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years. The Lord chose you to replace the sons of Levi. They were the priestly class, the priestly tribe. You have been made a holy priesthood in Christ. You are the ones he's talking about who have been refined like gold and silver, being prepared. And as we heard, we know, as Paul talks to the Philippians, this assurance He talks about so that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Christ to the glory and praise of God. He's sure of this completion at the day of Jesus Christ. This is his word for you too. The certainty of completion that we have in Christ as we remain in him and he in us, made pure by his blood, as we have been purified and refined by Jesus, we do respond with offerings and righteousness to the Lord. And these are pleasing to the Lord. As God the Father announced to Jesus at his baptism, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." So he says to you, because you've been baptized into and made pure by Christ, God is well pleased with you. You need not fear his judgment. No, when he draws near to you, as you draw near to him, it is to bring you into his intense contact with him and exposure to his purifying and cleansing grace. Amen. And may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That our long-suffering Lord, who once called Israel to repentance, would open our hearts to hear his word, receive his gifts, and gladly submit to his will. Let us pray to the Lord. For the church and her ministry, that the Lord who sent John the Baptist to prepare his way would raise up pastors and missionaries and protect them as they make known his way of salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. For families, that our Father who gathers us into his household would bless the households of this congregation, and that he would bless all within them so that their love may abound with knowledge, discernment, and the righteousness of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who serve in the military, that the Lord of hosts, who through John the Baptist counseled soldiers to conduct themselves according to his word, would remember, protect, and guide them to serve honorably. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in need of healing, comfort, and rescue, especially Shirley, Dan, Lois, David, Lewis, Mary, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Kathy, Arlene, Michael, Mark, Jesse, Sarah, Diane, Kara, Leah, Erno, Jeff, and Cookie, that for the sake of Christ, who is mightier than all, God would deliver them according to his will and assure them of his faithfulness. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who partake of the sacrament of the altar, that as John the Baptist prepared all flesh to see the Lord's salvation, so God would prepare our hearts to worthily receive Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. Let us pray to the Lord. For those beset by temptation, that Christ, who came to purify us, would deliver us from the love of sin, which defiles us, and cleanse our hearts and works to be righteousness before him. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Please be seated now as the offering is gathered. please stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.